A boat trip undertaken in the Upper Lynn Canal recently by three teenage boys from Haines ended tragically with two deaths. From station KHNS in Haines, Nicholas Shotkovsky has the story.
Jared Henderson, Alan Dennis, and survivor Harley Whittington departed on a blustery Wednesday morning from a beach near the former U.S. Army tank farm at Tanani Point. They were intending to paddle to Skagway in a 16-foot canoe, a journey of about 14 miles. With southerly winds in excess of 20 knots, the seas were rough for a canoe, with cresting waves of 4 to 5 feet, and a small craft advisory had been posted that morning. Alaska State Trooper Josh Bentz.
With the high winds, they ended up capsizing the boat. They think they capsized about 12:30.
Dennis's brother was waiting for them in Skagway, expecting to travel back to Haines with the boys to attend a school prom there. Meanwhile, Harley Whittington had made it alone to the rugged, roadless northeastern shore of Lutak Inlet. He had become separated from both the other teens while they were all in the water. Whittington had tried to tow Henderson, who had become unconscious in the frigid water, with him, but was simply unable to swim to shore in the difficult conditions while pulling the other young man. Upon reaching shore, Whittington climbed a rock cliff to look for the others, but didn't see them. He then began to hike back along the base of the mountain that forms the northeastern shore of Lutak Inlet.
He hiked along the shore. It's a real steep beach right there. It's not really even a beach at all. It's rocky cliff, trees going right down to the water, real steep terrain. He traversed through there for several hours to get to the residence.
Whittington reached the house at the very end of Lutak Road by about 7 p.m., at which point he made a phone call, alerting family and authorities to his status.
He pointed out where he last saw his two friends, so we concentrated the search in that area, and they were located. Both were unresponsive, and they performed CPR for over 30 minutes on each, but later they were pronounced deceased.
The boys all originally had life vests on, but they appeared to have come loose on Henderson and Dennis. The event has had a particularly devastating impact on local youth. Thursday morning, a special assembly was held at the Haines High School to address the tragedy, with Whittington in attendance. Quiet stations have been set up at four locations throughout the school, with counselors stationed at each spot to listen to or simply spend time with any students seeking emotional support. This is Nicholas Shotkovsky in Haines.